Welcome, everyone. So great to see you here. Oh, I'm truly grateful to have you here, whether you are joining this live or listening to the recording. So, taking this time for yourself and for your own journey is beautiful. And today we are going to tune into the blockages that may prevent the flow and openness of your cervix. And next session is on November and last one on December. And I have got some requests on topics, but also you can write to chat what topic you would vote for the remaining two sessions. So what I have got is ovaries, G-spot, ass, heart, uterus, vagina, and also surrendering, kind of surrendering to feminine and masculine energy and balance between them. So you can write anytime to chat, and at the end of this session I will check them, and when I send you recording, I will just tell you what will be the next topic. Okay. Throat, surrender, trust. There was something else too. Surrendering breasts, yeah. All sounds beautiful. I would love G-spot and surrender trust. I will check the chat later. Surrendering sounds like the topic, yeah. G-spot, yeah. Surrender, yeah. Surrender to self-pleasure. Ovaries, G-spot, they all sounds good. I could just keep doing this, yeah. And in fact, whatever we are doing and tuning, it's all beneficial, yeah. Surrender and G-spot, yeah. Thank you, thank you. So let's test the sound. Let me check if I have all my buttons, G-spot, cervix, opening to bliss. So I will hit my fork. Lovely, great. And I have different forks, so they sound different. And you might have noticed that during the process, the sound of the fork might change a lot. Sometimes it's quiet, sometimes it's really intensive. Okay, before we start today, I just want to show you what I will do at the beginning of this session, like you have some visual image. So I will be using two weighted forks, and I will place them on either side of your ears. I don't touch your body, so I will be working as you would be here in life. And your brain are receiving the vibration, and the vibration your brain are receiving when I hit when I hold my forks on either side of your ears is exactly Schumann resonance, and it's really powerful, peaceful. And that's what I'm doing. So I just wanted to show you that that's how the forks are. Okay, so I check the chat. Good morning. Thank you for this, Kaisa. Late, but I'm here. Thank you. Thank you, Ness. Okay. So let's begin. So make yourself comfortable. And you might prefer laying down. And if you feel you need to move your body or make a sound during the session, feel free to do so. So anytime during the session. Thank you, Ashley. So take a moment and make yourself comfortable. And just allow your breath to flow on its own rhythm. Just feel how your breath connects you to your body and to this present moment. And notice how with every breath you are grounding into yourself, into your being. And as usual, at the beginning of the session, we set an intention for this session. So you can repeat out loud or silently. So during this session, I only process and accept what belongs to me. I trust that I will receive exactly what I need right now. You just trust yourself, trust the process. And also through your breath, just feel how you are connected to everyone sharing this experience with you. Here in life or listening to the recording. Feel the power of this group supporting your journey. Supporting the energy of openness and presence. And now I will take my weighted forks. You don't hear any sound right now. So before we move to cervix area, I tune your brain waves to the Schumann resonance. So I place two weighted forks on either side of your ears. And your brain will receive this calming, peaceful vibration. I call it the earth heartbeat. And in your brain waves, it corresponds to a deep state of peace. The frequency is so low that it's beyond the range of your hearing. This frequency promotes deep state of peace and relaxation in you. Bringing you into harmony with earth and its rhythms. And when you connect with it, you are creating a sense of balance and calm. And as I hold forks near your ears, just simply allow the vibration to flow through your brain. Just allow your feel more at peace. This frequency is like a gentle reset, aligning your mind and body with a steady, grounding presence. And it supports you in opening fully to this experience. And as we are moving to your cervix area in a moment, just allow yourself to carry this calmness with you, embracing whatever arises. Bring your awareness to your pelvis area. And allow your awareness to move into your cervix. You can breathe through your cervix. And with each inhale, imagine energy flowing through your cervix. And with each exhale, allow any tension to release. I will keep preparing your cervix to open, connecting it with your heart. So again, I will use my weighted forks. So you don't hear anything right now. I place one weighted fork on your cervix and other at the heart. And as I do this, I want you to tune into the subtle vibration moving between your heart and your cervix. Feel how the energy from the cervix begins to rise, connecting with your heart. Just notice the flow between your heart and cervix. Just notice how this vibration helps to create a pathway, allowing your heart and cervix to connect. Notice what arises in your body, emotions, memories, sensations, Just welcome whatever comes without judgment. Let yourself sink deeper into this connection, just allowing any sensation or emotion what arises to simply flow through you. There is a vibrational bridge between these two, your cervix and your heart. Okay, I'm going to move into your cervix field. Remember to breathe. Just notice how the vibration interacts with your cervix. You might notice feelings, sensations. You might notice desire to protect yourself, kind of hide and protect your vulnerability. Allow yourself to soften everything in you, and remember to breathe. The cervix might hold your emotional history. Just allow yourself to simply receive the sound and the vibration. You don't need to do anything. But just notice what is happening inside of you. There might be sadness, grief. Everything to flow. Allow yourself to surrender and be vulnerable. And if you notice resistance, just breathe into it. we like to let go, even just a little. What if you just allowed yourself to find deeper connection within yourself? Allow everything to open. And when you notice resistance, just accept it. And just notice, what if you allowed yourself to open up to your vulnerability even more? Inviting your cervix to open. Your cervix is like a gateway, leading you deeper into yourself. It's a place where you can come face to face with your fears, your wounds, uncertainties. Emotions. A space where you can open up to the layers of what you have been holding on to. There's a huge power in surrendering to everything what is present. Your cervix is a gateway inside of you, and it holds the potential of emotional release for layers that no longer are serving you. The vibration is getting balanced. You may be touching that part of you, that part of your wholeness that has always been within you, just kind of waiting to be awakened. Something is blocking the flow here right now. There might be some kind of tension around your cervix, kind of protecting you. Just allow the vibration to penetrate into that tension, that high tone. It might hold even anger or frustration. The vibration might touch some old protection. And you may want to ask, do I still need it? And remember to breathe. Through your breath, you are balancing, releasing. Just allowing that part of you what is ready to be released, just flow to freedom. Okay, here is something new. Of carefulness. Have you ever felt insulted or unprotected in moments of vulnerability? This area might be holding on to those experiences. There might be emotions. You may have decided, I will not let anyone to hurt me anymore. Notice and welcome everything. It might be time to let some of this to open up, to release, to soften. and breathe. It's time to let that tension melt away, that part of the tension you are ready to release. Just soften, allow space for trust. Where you no longer need to protect you with tension, tightness. Just notice resistance, notice fear, welcome everything. Allow the vibration travel through your cervix and through your body. And tune it back to balance. Yeah. Openness. Relaxation. Kind of let the vibration kind of reawaken yourself. Allowing your cervix to receive this vibration, allowing it to dissolve tension, barriers. Yeah, beautiful. And kind of reawaken your sensitivity, openness, surrendering. Notice that more calm vibration flowing through your cervix. There is still something holding on into that area. Just notice, does the fear of losing control create tension within your cervix? Blocking the flow there. Yeah, allowing it to release. Again, a new layer. Just are you unintentionally blocking the cervix with need of control? Just you can ask, what would happen if you would let go of control and be fully open. Notice. What would happen if you would allow yourself to release control and surrender to yourself? It's opening, beautiful opening, beautiful connection. Surrendering to yourself, surrendering to your life. Maybe surrendering to your partner. Beautiful, beautiful sound right now. Getting stronger. Okay, here is a little bit number area. Yeah, a little quieter area. Gently allow yourself to be present with it. There might be some motion, some locked emotion there. Let the vibration support you in loosening that blockage, numbness. Yeah. Again. Just allow the vibration to flow through the densest stuck parts of your being, of your cervix. Areas where there is numbness, freezing, quietness. Vibration is kind of inviting life and flow back into areas that may have felt shut down or disconnected. And there is still some blockage. It was opening a bit. So where have you disconnected with yourself? What belief, what experience is there? Just be present when I hit the floor. And allow the vibration to connect you with yourself. And as you continue to breathe and notice, just feel how the numbness and freezing may begin to shift, change. Just accept that they don't need to change all at once. Instead, allow them the space to exist. Yeah, beautiful. This vibration is here to help you to create a bridge between these sensations and safety and security, presence. Just allow everything to be felt and understood without the need to force them to disappear. You might notice pain, alarm. These vibrations, feelings, sensations, they are not just obstacles, something to get rid of. They are your body's way of saying that something needs attention, something needs love, something needs connection and clarity. There's a beautiful connection right now, beautiful sound, big pure sound. Some dissonance. Just notice and just welcome it. When it's no longer stuck, it's flowing. Just allow yourself to embrace everything in you. Allowing vibration to awaken this sacred place, your cervix. Allowing the light fill your cervix, your presence. Flow, openness. I will take my weighted forks again, so you don't hear anything, and I place them again on your heart and on your cervix. The heart, space of love, connects with your cervix. The cervix is holding your deep feminine power, your power to surrender, receive, open. Just feel the vibration flowing, moving between your heart and cervix. Allowing yourself to surrender more deeply into yourself. Harmonize your inner connection. Into your cervix field, and I will move on your body above your pelvis. And I'm carrying the released energy back to you through your sacral chakra. I hold my fork above your cervix. Kind of allowing this new awareness unite with your entire being. Inviting this new awareness and vibration to become part of your being. And I connect your sacral chakra into your field, this new awareness into the whole field around you. It moves nicely, beautifully. And I surround your body from your feet to your head and back to your feet. I surround your body with love, with support, with openness. And with courage to surrender deeper into yourself, to embrace everything in you. Notice your cervix area. Allow your awareness to rest there. You can thank your cervix for opening up. allowed yourself to open up more to the beauty of your own vulnerability. So just take a deep breath in, and on the exhale, just let go of any remaining tension that is waiting to be released. And allow your whole being to be connected with Earth and its support. Just notice whatever you are experiencing right now, just notice. And I will close this session making figure 8 above your body. Connecting everything in you together. Connecting everything in you together with everything around you, with the whole universe. And I connect your light with divine's light, with what is. Breathe a little deeper in and out. Slowly allow your awareness to come back. Come back to the place, the room you are in. And you can feel your fingers and toes. And your body. And when you feel ready, you can open your eyes. Thank you. And you are free to chat your experiences. I open the chat, I check what is there. Anger feeling strong during the session. Yeah, there were areas of really like intensive, powerful sound. Thank you, Kaisa, that was so beautiful. I feel so open right now. Thank you, Kristen. And what you experienced today, that could be beginning. So energetic shifts may continue to unfold over the next few days. So be gentle with yourself and trust that the work you are doing today is leading you closer to yourself. Thank you, blissful. My cervix is lit up. Thank you so much. So much love. Thank you. Intense sensations and opening. After processing beliefs and memories in your session, I started feeling pleasure in my vagina and I wasn't touching it and I squirted. This was such a beautiful session. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Yeah. And it would be really like interesting if someone of you could do some yoni egg exercise or some self-pleasuring or like physically touching your cervix after this. And yeah, so this was first lesson to cervix, so no experience before. Yeah, so thank you. And next session is on November, and I will check your wishes, and I think it will be on T-spot, and maybe the last one. I cried and felt the beginning of that I need so much love, thank you. And I think the last one, surrendering, was really okay. It was the topic of today, I just noticed. But yeah, but let's see, I will check your wishes, and we are going with that. So thank you and see you. Good morning, Nat. It's morning there. Oh, it's evening here in Europe. Yeah. So, bye-bye.